John Cornack. He is the president of the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. John, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
What is CPAN?
Well, we're a large coalition that brings together the hospitals, doctors, the people who have suffered catastrophic injuries and automobile accidents, and it's just there to protect our auto no fault as it was written in the 70s.
All right. Tell us about auto no fault, where it stands now and how it might change.
Well, recently, auto no fault stands as it was written actually right now. The only changes that have happened have gone through the court system and a few small changes. But right now, House Bill 4936 is trying to dramatically change it. It's trying to give us fee schedules for the healthcare side. It's attempting to give us one cap, so you can only get so many benefits from the no-fault law, and then after that we have to go back to our normal insurances or be driven to the Medicaid side of the coin. So there's a lot of pressure right now to make some major changes to how the healthcare side of auto no-fault is produced here in the state of Michigan.
Who's behind the new law? Who's pressuring? Who wants this?
Well, the insurance industry wants it most. They want to have some certainty in their profit margins and kind of what benefits and they have to plan for. So they really want to put a lot of pressure right now on our legislators to change this no-fault law. Also, the MCCA, who we've been trying to get some transparency from, and some oversight over, is putting some pressure on the auto no fault as well. They want many of the similar issues.
What is the MCCA?
It's the Michigan Catastrophic Claims Association. It's the insurance companies for the insurance companies. It makes sure that they have their catastrophic losses covered, and the people of Michigan pay for that, and it's just going up by another 21%, another $30 a year, but it's a large fund, pretty much funded by us, for us, but it's washed over by the insurance industry. There's five insurance companies and our insurance commissioner, and it's a large, close to $14 billion fund just to help those who have been catastrophically injured here in Michigan, and it means that our insurance companies only have to go up to $500,000 worth of coverage, and then they can reserve in the MCCA for any amount above that.
All right. There is going to be a roundtable with yourself and Mike Dabbs, who's president of the Brain Injury Association of Michigan, Linda Teeters, the director of the Michigan Citizens Action, and CPAN is promoting the fact that this roundtable discussion will brief the media on its analysis of the Michigan Catastrophic Claim Association's publicly reported financial documents. Why are you doing this?
Well, because a lot of the arguments have been that the MCCA is not sustainable. And when we do our analysis, and we use an expert out of Texas, but he has really shown us that it's operating as designed. So it's actually covering all the costs. It is making certain that our insurance companies aren't overly burdened with catastrophic injuries in the state of Michigan. And we just want that to come to light, that there are no real difficulties or problems with the industry in the state of Michigan as it stands. So why would we make any major changes that could affect us all?
So this roundtable will be tomorrow at 1:30 in Lansing, downtown Lansing, in the Truscott Rossman Capital Conference Room. If people want more information about this, where can they go?
They can go to cpan.us. And at that website, you can get all the information that you need to contact us or to become a part of this fight to keep auto no fault here in the state of Michigan.
So, and just to be clear, CPAN, in your independent analysis, you believe is raising red flags and questions about the MCCA financial report. So what specifically bothers you?
Well, what bothers us is that we have ample reserves and funds within the MCCA right now and how it's being calculated, that we have coverage for those folks who are injured. So there's not really a need to increase the MCCA rates. So we don't want things to be arbitrarily raised just because they have control of both the of the funds. And so we just have serious questions about the legitimacy of the supposed need to change this law or to increase the rates. And we'd like to have some data so we can fight with certainty.
All right, John Cornack is the president of the CPAN organization, the Coalition Protecting Auto No Fault. Thanks so much, sir.
Okay, thank you, Tony.